The following program was previously recorded and is sponsored by Danny Yamashiro Ministries. This is 99.5 The Word.
Aloha and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to engage society through the lens of Christianity, offering perspectives of hope through Jesus Christ. What are the children going through during the war in Ukraine? As of today, 4.3 million children have been displaced, according to UNICEF. Mothers and babies have been separated from their husbands, fathers, and brothers who remain in Ukraine to fight the Russians. Many children have been left by parents who have been killed, or these children have been sent away without their families. Is there hope for these children? How does childhood trauma impact young people into adulthood? What can be done about it? We pause here at the beginning of our show, as we typically do, to remind you the reason we have the Good Life radio program is to lead you, dear friend, closer and closer to Jesus Christ. For us to put our finger on the pulse of what's going on in society, yes, but that society includes you and your challenge. Perhaps even right now you might feel like your back is against the wall. There might be a hopeless scenario before you, and you say, what do I do? How do I handle this? We're here to remind you there is hope in Jesus. Yes, in Jesus who loves you so much, he died on the cross for your sins. Jesus shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. Did you know that Jesus comes into our lives even in the midst of our confusion and our brokenness, if we open up to him and turn from our way, that is, repent from our way, our sins, to God's way? That extension of an invitation is for you, dear friend, today. Will you turn to Jesus? Clinical psychologist Dr. Hale Akamine joins me today. He is the executive director of Family Ministry Center Hawaii. Dr. Akamine earned his doctorate of philosophy in psychology from the University of Hawaii and has served patients for more than 30 years. He's been a radio and TV host, popular speaker, professor, and serves in ongoing missions to Fiji. He's married to Gail. They have one daughter, Hope. Dr. Akamine, welcome back to our show.
Aloha and mahalo, Danny.
You're one of those that we keep bringing back. And I think there's good reason for that, especially your ability to speak to us, to people, right where we are. The United Nations reported that the Russian invasion has displaced half of the children in Ukraine. 4.3 million children have been displaced thus far in the war. ABC News' David Muir reports from Poland for World News Tonight. In our segment, Dr. Akamine will come back after you listen to this feature of what's actually happening there. We'll be back. We'll talk in relation to aspects of trauma and how it relates to our lives even today. This video from YouTube, 4.3 million displaced children from Ukraine, UNICEF reports, ABC News. It aired on March 24th, 2022.
This worsening humanitarian crisis. More than 10 million Ukrainians now displaced from their homes. And tonight, this new number from UNICEF. 4.3 million of them are children. That's more than half of all children in Ukraine.
We are told about an old Ukrainian theater built just over the border here in Poland. That theater now being used for refugees. Inside the door, up on that stage, behind a crib, the young mother holding her baby boy. Another picking up her child, a kiss to the cheek. It's been a long, difficult journey.
It's an extraordinary thing to see. This theater has now become a shelter. They tell me there were performances here right up until 1 month ago when the war in Ukraine began. Now the theater is filled with families, mothers and their children who live here. And up on stage, the moms with the youngest of the children, the babies, who have been here now for many days. You have a beautiful baby.
Oksana holds 7-month-old Alexander.
What has been the most difficult part about all of this?
She tells us the journey from her hometown, Cherniv. She talks about all of the trains from Kyiv to Lviv, then to Poland. She thanks those along the way who helped.
What is your hope for your country?
She says, I hope Ukraine is going to win and is going to beat the Russians. We're going to go back home to rebuild our country. All of our husbands, brothers, our families are there.
And Alexander's father is home?
Yes, she tells us. He's fighting the Russians.
And have you heard from him?
She tells me yes, that sometimes she can speak with him. He says he's okay.
He's okay.
She tells me traveling with the baby has been difficult.
Is that yours?
She says the crocodile was a gift from a volunteer in a shelter in Kyiv. The volunteers, the workers here in Poland, are now helping more than 2 million refugees in this country alone. The toll on the families and on those trying to help them.
You never thought you would see this.
This?
Yeah.
It's very hard to talk about it.
In a theater full of joy just 1 month ago.
Instead of seeing the children perform on the stage, they now live on the stage.
Yes, these children actually now just playing on this stage. It's not a performance.
Yeah.
Then there are the children traveling alone. We met Fyodor, who is 15. His parents in Odessa sent him to safety.
Are you here alone?
Yes.
By yourself?
We ask him about the war.
What do you think Vladimir Putin wants?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Yes.
What is your hope for Ukraine?
Peace.
Peace?
Yes.
He hopes to go home soon. He shows us his basketball jersey. He's number 11.
It's hard to play basketball in a theater. Yeah, we'll get you back to basketball soon.
Thank you.
Elmira is 16. She's here with her sister and her mother. She remembers the last day of school.
24 February.
So it's been 1 month.
Her father and her brother are fighting against the Russians.
Do you talk to your father and brother?
Yes, of course.
How are they?
50-50.
Yeah. Are they helping the Ukrainian military? What do you want to tell the rest of the world about Ukraine?
This is a beautiful country. You have a beautiful person, a good person.
Good people.
Yes.
The good people of Ukraine.
Yes.
We know that and we see that. And we hope you go home soon.
Yes, I hope to.
And that young mother up on stage, Oksana, with her little boy, Alexander, hoping she goes home soon.
The heartbreaking images and the bravery from inside that theater, built by Ukrainians in 1904, more than a century later, now a site for Ukrainian refugees. Our coverage of the war for tonight.
Dr. Akamine, as you listen to that and these displaced children, from a psychologist's perspective, what comes to mind?
Well, obviously, when especially these kids and of course their parents and all the other adults, that sense of almost doom that comes across, that sense of hopelessness, that sense of obviously a loss of meaning in their lives. And of course, we call it agency. The ability to control your life has totally been shot now, and it just happens to them. And this sense of shock that is so pervasive, trying to get a sense of how does this even work in the midst of the bombing in the background, the bullets flying, the displacement, even within families. It's almost beyond imagination for most of us.
What are some of the long-term consequences?
Well, one of the phrases I got this week from the HIM conference here on Oahu was from Father Greg Boyle. You may know of him. He's the founder of something called Homeboy Industries, the largest gang recovery organization in the world. And he coined this phrase that captures it: trauma inflicts trauma. Mm-hmm. That the devastation for some of these people, the wars even within our inner cities in LA, let alone on a just grander scale such as Ukraine, where the devastation of their experience that the parents and of course the kids have, of course that's their infrastructure psychologically, and now they get to unfortunately carry that into adulthood to make sense of the world that they once seemingly idyllic, if you know, looking at the pictures of what Ukraine was, and all of a sudden it's just bombed out, leveled areas, and now they have to have that image. Danny, we all see through our past. Our experience being born and raised in Hawaii and the love we've experienced within the body of Christ here in this beautiful Isles, you've carried that to the East Coast, and it comes out, that sense of idealism, of hope that came from your background, and your dad is a mentor of mine, a mentor of my wife, and how we've been nurtured, and that for these people, these children, have been swept away, and say they don't have that same infrastructure upon which now to raise themselves, to raise their own kids, and for the children now to look at the world.
The fact that we're talking about this very subject in a time of crisis, it really is something that we as believers need to be doing. To have the conversation, to process life, to process what others may be going through, to build the bridge as to what someone today might be going through that might not be in the related to the war in Ukraine directly, but in their own war. There are certain battles going on even within the soul, not to just play on symbolism, but the reality that trauma pervades life and society. And as you said, Dr. Akamine, it leads into adulthood. Like Greg Boyle says, trauma inflicts trauma. When we come back, as we're just getting started, we've got to go deeper. And we will. My guest today is Dr. Hale Akamine, psychologist, executive director of Family Ministries Center Hawaii. You can find out more about Dr. Akamine and his ministry that has touched so many and continues to do so, counselinghawaii.org. Again, counselinghawaii.org. Hey, the war in Ukraine. This is part 3 of a series, War in Ukraine. This one we focus on the children. Part 2 we focused on the churches, the believers. Part 1, we talked about the president, Zelensky, and those who are coming so bravely to fight in this war. More when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me,
I lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, maybe you've experienced trauma in your own life. Maybe you haven't even spoken of it or spoken of it in a long time. Just the thought of it brings back memories that are hard to bear, but they are a part of your story, your narrative, your experience, and you bring that with you, as Dr. Akamine was saying, even quoting Father Greg Boyle, trauma inflicts trauma. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Thank you for being with us today. This is part three in a series called War in Ukraine. We're focusing on the children today. There's always that special place in our hearts when we speak about children. The innocence, the tenderness, the future, the potential, and now yet here, the shattering of lives. The killing of some, but the shattering of so many lives. We're watching or listening to some of these videos from YouTube that feature what's actually happening on the ground. This is video number two for today. Ukrainian children capture the hearts of the world with bravery and resilience. NBC's Ellison Barber of Today reports in this Sunday spotlight that was posted on the 20th of March of this year. Chaz, let's play that, and Dr. Akamine and I will be back to talk a bit more about stories, resilience, and hope.
Over the last 3 weeks, more than 1.5 million children have fled Ukraine, a staggering number, especially when you think about it in these terms, that nearly one child every second has left since the start of the war, according to UNICEF. They've been forced to suddenly say goodbye to their homes, their friends, to leave everything they know behind with no sense of when they'll be able to go back. The children of war have captured the world's attention for their bravery and their resilience. NBC's Ellison Barber shares some of their stories in our Sunday Spotlight.
When you watch children playing in the makeshift refugee shelters now scattered across Poland, you see a lot of smiles. Talk to the same kids, and you get the sense that they laugh and play, not because they're unaware of the horrors they survive, but because it is their way to survive those moments in hell.
What is war?
So the war is when everybody is in a battle and they're fighting. And we saw equipment, we saw vehicles, and then I don't remember anything.
It's a river of blood, it's loud noises, it's terrible.
It's hard to talk about scary things, isn't it?
Yes, yes it is. We don't even have our house anymore.
Over 3 million refugees have fled Ukraine.
What's her name?
Tatiana.
UNICEF says half are children, like Margarita and her sister Zlata.
Before all of this started, what were you doing?
До того, як все началось, чим ти займалася, які у тебе були плани?
Плани були гуляти,
учитися. My plans were to go out, to hang out, to study, but not to leave. I wanted to be an actress.
How have you changed in the last 2 weeks? Do you feel like you've had to grow up?
I started to value everything I have as much as I never did before. I worry about everyone now. I worry about my relatives, my loved ones.
For the older kids, there's a determination, a necessity to help.
I am looking for my little sister and my little brother. Try to help them.
Has that been hard? Because you're just a kid too.
Not so hard.
Pain, instead of fueling hate, galvanizing compassion.
How do you do that? How do you find love in the middle of all this?
Because you remember what you had before the war. You remember what kind of good life you had, and you start missing it a lot.
What do you want other kids who might watch this?
What do you want them to know? I want to wish them happiness, and I want them to live a good life. And clear, safe sky over their heads.
For Sunday Today, Ellison Barber, Arłamów, Poland.
Clear, safe sky over their head. Now, to hear these children, I think there's some kind of therapy, I would imagine, Dr. Akhamini, in their expressing their story, expressing their experiences in the moment. How are children so resilient?
Well, for number one, they haven't had the length of life to experience all the potential devastation, except unfortunately for these children, especially in Ukraine. But as God developed us, Danny, to each of us, He has actually put in a story, a narrative. In psychology, they use the fancy word narrative. He's putting a story in each one of us, and how do we know that? When we go outside the story or the story changes, we get upset. So that we're raised to be in a family, to be cared for, that there are significant caregivers, mom and dads, to nurture us and to affirm us, to correct us, to guide us, to give us love, right? And it's almost like God has created this outline, this infrastructure, this needed to be fleshed out, right? And thus is we call it psychosocial development, the necessary process that we have to have in order to mature to be a normal, healthy adult. Well, that infrastructure for a child, it will be filled by the parents and the community in which they're raised. So, when you talk about personality, what psychologists talk about is how you view yourself, how you view other people, are the people caring, loving? And then, more importantly, what also makes a personality is the community, the larger in which you're raised. Is it a safe community? Is it one where there's a lot of love, a lot of aloha? Or is it one where it's totally unpredictable, where mom can go out for bread and not come back because of the war? The tragedy around them. So you can see where for a kid that to some degree, for most of these children, they've experienced some of the positive things. So they can be positive, right? But now as their personality is developed It's changed dramatically. And so no longer do, and they're growing. They need love. They need nurturance. They need affirmation. They need a community to care. And that's been wiped out, Danny. And it's caused, and trauma by definition is a severe emotional response to a serious negative event, such as war. And what it does is it upsets everything. It all of a sudden, emotions become unpredictable. Thoughts go all over the place. We start having flashback nightmares, even to the point of nausea, physical symptoms, and especially armed conflict, as you're talking about, Danny. Like it disproportionately harms children, who comprise half of the population of these countries ravaged by war. Because all of this, their mental health obviously is affected. Their caregiving is eliminated in some cases, and now they got to move on. And how do we fill in those spaces that the mom and dads, the community, can no longer provide? Because they're not there anymore, Danny. But obviously God had a plan. The Bible is replete, Danny, as I said prior to us talking story. The Bible is this long history of drama and trauma. And it is in that midst that God came. It is in the midst of trauma, Danny, when hearts are broken, wounded, there's no caregiving anymore. God came at that time for such a time as this and for such a time as this. And he's calling us, Danny. He's to be part of the hope, to be part of the healing, to whatever we can, to above all give them an eternal perspective, but provide for the felt needs. He's calling us, Danny, to participate in that. For the Ukrainians are our brothers and sisters, or our children, Danny. And we can be a part of it. We need to understand trauma. And there are specific, actually, there are interesting psychotherapeutic techniques now that are universal. So, but that's on a micro level. On the larger level, which is where my heart is, it's in the churches. You see, Dan, when the disciples are traumatized because they saw everything they lived for be hung and crucified on the cross, when Jesus came back, where did he find these guys? They were caring for each other. He found them in a small group, right? And for the longest time, churches were in small groups, not in big, huge temples. People caring for people. And so we need to do that, both in the traumas we experience on even in our beautiful Hawaii'i, and elsewhere in the safe parts of the United States. But he came for us in this space, but also in the war-ravaged areas such as Ukraine, where, you know, we're talking generational potential of devastation of trauma.
These are moments where historically, and we can see it again and again, in the midst of the trauma, in the midst of the war, in the midst of the brokenness, the very essence of the good news, the very essence of the gospel becomes clearer, stronger, more pronounced, more timely for such a time as this. When we come back, you're going to hear more from Dr. Hale Akamine. We are touching on a tough subject today. It's happening now, the bombs, the shelling. It's happening now, the displacement, the children, the loss of life, the utter devastation of cities in this war in Ukraine. We can talk about properties. We can talk about infrastructure. What about the infrastructure of a child, the child's mind, the child's heart, the child's emotions? Dr. Hale Akamine, psychologist, joins us today bringing perspective, a Christian perspective. Find out more at counselinghawaii.org. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me. I lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special
guests. Well, perspective is always a key in any season of life, but when we talk about trauma, how does a psychological perspective, a Christian psychological perspective, grounded in the Word that sees life through a biblical view but incorporates psychology, how does that relate to a child going through trauma? How does that impact a child who becomes an adult? How does it impact, even beyond that, collectively, society, the development and the changing of society going forward? What are some things that we can do now? You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Dr. Hale Akamine. Thank you for being with us, Hale. In this part three of the war in Ukraine, focusing on children, let's listen to this video from YouTube. Ukrainian children fleeing war without their parents. CNN's Miguel Marquez reports from Romania, where he meets children and teachers who left their homes in Odessa, Ukraine, during the Russian invasion. CNN's Sarah Seidner talks to children and those adults who care for these orphans and their foster children. Keep in mind that those who are giving care have left their loved ones too in order to give care to these children. Dr. Akamine and I will be back in this third segment to talk more with you.
Hello, my name is Sasha.
9-year-old Sasha Resnichenka, one of hundreds of Ukrainian kids with no parents or separated from them, now being cared for in Romania. I have no mother and father. They died, he says. I lived in several places, and I know it's important to listen to my teachers and behave myself. This government facility north of Bucharest has taken in 27 kids, all with varying degrees of physical or mental disabilities. This is a tragic moment for all of us, she says. It's a huge challenge for the system and our community, but we have the resources to care for these children. These kids, along with a few teachers, fled Ukraine's southern Odessa region last week. Our trip took all morning and all night, he says. I don't know how to explain it.
Was it a long trip?
Stas Glickman turned 11 the day we visited. I wanted a smartphone for my birthday, he says, but I'm afraid to ask the teachers. Angelina, Stas's big sister, says their mother is still in Ukraine, unable to travel. I'm thinking about my family, she says. My mother can't walk. She was injured in a vehicle accident. They all know a war is happening back home. They don't totally understand it. There is a war in Ukraine, he says, so the director of our school decided to bring us here. Nearly 220 Ukrainian children like Sasha are now in Romania, say immigration officials here. Their futures before the war? Uncertain. Today.
How long will you stay here?
Maybe 2 or 3 months, she says. Maybe 4 months. Just this one county sheltering 66 Ukrainian children in 3 different facilities, kids who have no parents with them, and for now, no country.
How do you feel they are doing?
They are feeling good, she says. They're sleeping well, playing lots of games, and eating well. These teachers and staff from the Ukrainian school upended their lives too, leaving loved ones behind. They stayed with these kids. Their responsibilities for them and hope for their homeland, boundless.
How do you feel about the future? Where will all this go?
We believe in a better future and that the war will be over, she says. I believe Ukraine will stay united as a nation. And like kids everywhere, they have dreams. Big ones.
What do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be an American, he says. Then adds, I also want to fly into space and take my teacher with me. Those caring for these kids have a simpler, maybe more impossible, hope. If you had a magic wand and you could wish for one thing, what would it be?
Mir, mir, peace.
No war,
mir.
Peace.
Только мир.
Peace. Only peace. No translation needed.
The normal, beautiful chaos of children at play. But these children have been through hell and back more than once in their lives.
Hill, when you listen to that, how are those who care for these children, these mothers who left their own families, what difference are they making in the lives of these kids from a psychological perspective?
Oh, they're precious souls, Danny. They're necessary because these kids obviously still have a ways to grow and go in terms of who they are. Personality, generally, most psychologists now say, begins to congeal around age 12. Prior to that, they're just taking in all the necessary ingredients from the environment, meaning from their parents and 50% of personality is inherited, but the rest comes from those around them, their parents, the caregivers other than their parents, the community. And so to have caregivers, especially if they're inherent to their community, becomes so important to give them a sense of that there is stability. It does sort of make sense. They can relate. It's not just all a whole bunch of strangers. But yet, Danny, we know these caregivers have been traumatized themselves. They themselves have lost their children, their spouses, their parents. And they've sacrificed to care for those younger. We know now that in post-traumatic stress disorder, which is the trauma at a most severest level, also includes those who are not directly impacted by the trauma, but are part of the trauma. For example, we can clearly understand that if a family member has suffered a traumatic death, those close to them are affected deeply. It's as if they have also tragically died too. So for these caregivers, they need to be cared for too, Danny. We need to equip those natural caregivers to strengthen them also so that they can continue to provide. Because they're actually inherent to especially those children who are part of whatever war zone, not just Ukraine, but wars breaking out all over the world.
What is it, then, Hale, about the desperation of war that brings out such high degrees of compassion and sacrifice?
I think that's just the God built that in us, that there is this thing that says there is something more than what we see. There is a hope that God has put deep within us that yearns, that talks about the blue skies, about for some of these kids, America is part of that blue sky, that God has put that into them. There's a movie that that everybody should see. It's a 1998. It won 3 Academy Awards. It's a foreign film. The original title is La Vita è Bella. Life is Beautiful. It's about an Italian Jewish bookshop owner who becomes very creative because he is able to grab his son, to take him, of all things, to a concentration camp, and basically creates this narrative, this story that I talk about. Because the story that was that's been destroyed for these children in a war zone, but to recreate the story for his little son in a humorous, comedic way that will actually motivate parents to and caregivers to say that we have a part not just in nurturing, but in creating and generating hope. But of course, Danny, we live for a God that is a God of hope. And we're called to expand the kingdom of hope into the darkest part of the world. And so this movie captures it in a poignant way of a dad's love for his son, that he recreates it. But our dad creates all of the recreations and has imbued each one of us, Danny, to participate in some way, however it may be, to bring hope in this war-torn areas. My church, I can't actually now because it's undergoing a war in Southeast Asia, and we can't even mention what the work they do now. But we're finding pathways to give medicine, to give books, to give computers, to give food, to give money. To tell them there are people who believe in the same God they're beginning to believe in that has hope. And so we're going undercover into a war-torn area. Recently, the pastor got martyred, right? One of the churches that we minister to. But they're not giving up, and we're not, Danny.
You're listening to Dr. Hale Akamine in this part 3 of our War in Ukraine series. Today we focus on children, and in just a moment ago we were talking about those who care for these children sacrificially with such a high degree of compassion. Dr. Akamine is talking about the story, the narrative, and how we can come into a war-torn, damaged, broken, utterly devastated situation and help rebuild a new story, a story that incorporates, that is grounded in, solidly in the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the giver of hope, the resurrected one. When we come back from our break in our final segment, Dr. Akamine and I will talk, just talk, about war. What does he believe the Lord would have him say to someone going through war during tumultuous times? What would he say to someone in Ukraine? What would he say, what would the Lord have him say to you, dear friend, who may have your own battles? Maybe you feel like you've been shot down. Maybe you feel like your insides are all broken up, and you don't know where to do, where to go, what to do, how to process that. The Lord sends Dr. Akamine to share hope with you. CounselingHawaii.org. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
So yes, there is trauma, and many are familiar with their own personal trauma. And no one can discount the impact of that and the breadth and the depth of pain one goes through. And yet, in that, there is the unique trauma of war, of those fighting in the war and those who are victims of the war, like these children today, here in the war in Ukraine. That's our focus here at the Good Life Radio program today. If you're tuning in right now, maybe caught the tail end of that last segment or any one of our segments, you can get this program in its entirety as a gift. Just go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Share it with a family member or friend who would benefit and would be blessed by the conversation that I'm having, that we're having, with Dr. Hale Akamine. Hale, what do you believe the Lord would have you say to someone going through a war, quote unquote, of their own during this tumultuous time in Ukraine?
Danny, as you know, that a large part of my practice is dealing with those who have been traumatized, and many of them in their families, sometimes many of them by their own doing. I was blessed to, early on in the first Gulf War, to be chosen as one of the few mental health professionals to deal with the trauma of the soldiers returning back from the war, and actually some of them are R&R, especially the high-ranking officers who had to give the command to kill as was necessary in war. And they're traumatized. They're Christian. Most of them are Christians. And having to walk with them and give them the hope. And for some, there were Christians I could share that, perfect love, which is God, casts out all fear. I like the King James, New King James Version, when it says that fear has to do with torment. And that is that internal war that's going on, that making sense of a traumatic loss. And of course, in war, it's just unbelievable, because it extends beyond into their community and around them. And yet, for such a time as this, the whole New Old Testament, for sure, and is filled with war, and God came during that time. He came for it. God loved his people. And so there are so many Bible verses that God has given us to use. And I have so many favorites. One of them is 2 Corinthians chapter 1, the whole, you know, the 3-7, where it says, number one, it establishes God is the Father of compassion. And with that same compassion that he has comforted each one of us, he then calls us to comfort others. So it emanates from the Father. He's given us compassion. He's helped comfort the torment we felt. But you know how he does it, Danny? He brings people. So number one, we need the church. We need the small groups within the church to come along, those who unfortunately have been victim of sexual abuse, of rape, of betrayal, of bullying, frankly, right? These kids who have seen that there's something on the order of more than 2/3 of American children will experience a potentially traumatic event by 16, right? And they're hurting around, but they're hurting the bigger community. And we're called to not just pray, but there are some, and we're all familiar with Compassion International, and we're rescuing and traumatic children by being a part of their lives, by donating a dollar or so a day to rescue, and the difference compassion has made through our gifts. So Danny, we have to search our hearts, have God to search to be part of the healing community. Not everybody can be part of the professional community. All I say is you're going to refer people, probably some of you, to get counsel, but make sure the counsel they give, the professional counsel they need in some cases, because there's some techniques that professionals know how to administer, but it's got to come from the narrative of Scripture, of God. We want to create, Danny, the goal for professional counselors who are based in Scripture is to help them recreate the new narrative, the new story of the greatest story ever told. And that's what I live for. That's what I love to do on a micro level for the little kids, all the way out to families, to churches, is to help be part of the healing community to create a new story, a story of hope.
The gospel gives us the bridge, the platform, the window to do just that. Hail. This is a moment where hearts are tender, hearts are broken, hearts are open. And I think this is a perfect moment for a time of prayer from you, dear brother. Would you lead in prayer for someone right now who is listening? And as they are listening, they might be close to the war in Ukraine. Through social media, they might be very close. Maybe we might even reach them. So with that in mind, as well as others who are suffering and need hope, pray for them, dear brother, please.
Heavenly Father, the great and awesome God, the creator of all things, a God of love, we praise and thank you, Lord, that we can come boldly before you as our Father, our Dad. Lord, you know the hearts, the broken hearts, the broken bodies even of those in the war-torn areas. We think of Ukraine first and elsewhere around the world that we don't know about, but we know it's going on around the world. Lord, the devastation and the brokenness. But it is exactly in that time, Lord, that you came. In the fullness of time that was then when you entered, and the fullness of time that is now, because you are entering And you are now, and you are here, and you're present, and you're forever. Lord, you're God, that although the valley of the shadow of death is impending, your surety and goodness, your mercy will endure. And Lord, you purposely, for some of us, allowed us to have a table set before thine enemies, our own enemies. But Lord, you've anointed us. Some of us are distant by physicality. So Lord, there may be a way, obviously we all got to pray, to be part of the healing community. It may be a donation, whatever it is, Lord Jesus. But Lord, for the broken hearts, Lord, I pray that they may want to know the salve of your mercy, of your grace, of your love. Lord, that goes to our very bones. But Lord, because you know that out of the dirt and the dust, we are redeemed. So Lord, call each one of us. We're part of the world of expanding your territory even unto Ukraine and even unto Russia, Lord. For you love the ungrateful and even the wicked. But we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your gracious love and healing. Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Hale, thank you. Thank you for your heart. Thank you for your love for the Lord and your love for people. And staying in the very hand of God, letting God, as you surrender to Him, letting the Lord use you so mightily with your patience, with our dear listener right now, and those who will continue to be reached because of what God is doing in and through you. Appreciate you, dear brother. Thank you for coming today.
Thank you. Thank you, Dan.
Until next time, dear friend, visit counselinghawaii.org, where Dr. Hale Akamine is. You know, God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And look, if you haven't done so, we believe this may be the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Would you do it? Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special video for you there. If you'd like to stand with us with your prayers, your support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Donate, and I thank you in advance. Psalm 34:18. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. It's always a blessing to be with you, along with Dr. Hale Akamine. Until next time, with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.